It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine, please? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Glad to be neighbor with you. I've been thinking about building. You know, people are going to help Corny rebuild his factory. Thought maybe we could just do a little building ourselves right here. Where do you like to do building? Do you build on a table or on a floor? Why don't we build with these blocks on the floor, okay? Some people like to build with stones and sand. Some people like just plain wooden blocks. These are wooden logs. Yeah. Oh, they're roly ones too. And I thought we might just build a house the way some of the early pioneers might have built their houses. Let's see now. See, they would cut down trees in the forest and make them into logs like this. And they'd put them together for some place to live. Good. There. It's in like that. Some of the little ones are very important. Very important little logs. The little logs have their job to do, and the big ones have their job to do. There. That can be a little doorway there. Boy, it takes a lot longer than this to build a real log cabin. Put some of these special little ones over here, too. There. Now, do we need this big roof? Or the smaller one? I think the smaller one will do, don't you? Let's use the smaller ones for the roof. Just the right size. The roof will keep out the rain and the hot sun. And the family inside will all grow together. The mother and the dad and the children. The children will play out in the yard and they'll grow. Just the way you're growing. You used to creep and crawl real well, but then you learned to walk real well. There was a time you'd coo and cry, but then you learned to talk, and my, you hardly ever cry. You hardly ever crawl at all. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing. You're growing, you're growing in and out. You're growing, you're growing all about. Someday you'll be a grown-up too, and have some children grow up too. Then you can love them in and out, and tell them stories all about the times when you were their size, the times when you found great surprise in growing up, and they will sing, it's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing in and out. You're growing, you're, what did you say? Oh, it's flashing. You're growing all about. You're growing so much you can tell me when the light's flashing. Hello? Miss Polificate, how are you? Growing. Well, I think we can all keep growing all the time. What's going on in the neighborhood today? Good. People helping Corny to rebuild the factory. And King Friday having some gymnasts in his gym. Well, we'd like very much to see them, could we? You know what gymnasts are? All kinds of exercises. We'll count to 13 and come, Miss Polificate, all right? Okay, you ready to count with me? Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Oh, that was lovely. Who was that, Mr. Lingemer?
That was Danny McManus doing two of the very simple moves that he first learned in tumbling, a forward roll and a headstand.
Oh, good. I like to see people beginning to know things.
Well, here is Lee, who will do a cartwheel, which is just a little more advanced.
Good for you, Lee.
And Joy will do a round off and backward extension roll.
Good for you, Joy.
Danny will try a front over this time.
A front over.
Very good, Danny. Joy will do a handspring, which is a little more difficult.
Fine.
And Lee will do a step out handspring. Very good. Now, Joy will try a yogi handstand, which is rather difficult.
Thank you, Joy. Oh, my, yes, to see these children beginning to learn that. You call it tumbling, do you?
Yes, it's tumbling and free exercise, two events in gymnastics. They use the same movements in both.
I see. Now, what happens next?
Well, I'd like to show you how we have fun learning to do some of the more advanced movements. We'll show you some of the little stunts we use to learn a back somersault.
Good. That's how a coach helps his student.
Yes, and eventually they'll be doing those alone. Now, all these moves that they've learned, the ones you've seen and others too, they can combine into exercises which are intended to be unified and beautiful to see. Lee is going to show us hers. That's a strength movement which is very suitable for a boy.
Good for you, Danny.
Here's Lee with an exercise that she composed.
Oh, she must have worked a long time undoing them.
Yes, she had. Here's Joy with her exercise. Didn't you?
I certainly did. Yes, Mr. Lingwood.
Now we have some older gymnasts who have worked a lot longer and practiced very hard. Okay. These are outstanding gymnasts, and they're going to show you what they can do after they've learned those moves and others even more difficult.
And who is first?
First is Lowell Meek, an old friend of yours.
Oh, Lowell Meek, how good of you to come. Beautiful, Lowell.
Bobby Swanick is next. Bobby is one of our outstanding high school gymnasts.
Good for you, Bob. Beautiful.
Debbie Murray is one of the outstanding girl gymnasts in high school.
Lovely, Debbie.
Paul Blasco is another very excellent gymnast from a high school.
Thank you, Paul.
You see, the boys work with more strength. Their exercises take strength, balance, agility, and flexibility.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Lowell.
Beautiful combination, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Very beautiful.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure it is to see people growing in their own sports. Mr. Lingerman, perhaps they would come and greet me in my M room, would they?
I'm sure they would enjoy that, Your Majesty.
We would all have some milk together in the M room. I'm wondering what's going on in the neighborhood outside.
I'm sure glad my scarf didn't get in the fire.
Oh, I am too, X. And I'm especially glad that nobody got hurt. You know, fires can be very dangerous things.
Oh, I know that. One time I knew a boy who played with matches, and that's just like playing with fire.
It sure is. What happened to him?
Well, he burned a rubbish pile, and he was so scared that he ran into his house.
Did he call a fireman to come?
No, but his mother did.
Well, did they put the fire out?
Yeah, and he was so scared that he never played with matches again. He even wet his bed, he was so scared.
I bet he did. Well, you know, matches are for mothers and dads.
Yeah, I know that.
But building's for anybody, isn't
it? Yeah, building is right.
Yeah.
Are you ready to go back and build some more?
I am. Are you?
Yes, ma'am. I think building is nifty-galifty.
It sure is.
Hey, look. Oh, Henrietta must have a new dress.
Must be a new... No, it isn't.
Meow. Meow, 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 think, meow, corny. Meow, 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 curtains.
Oh, yes, Henrietta. I'm sure he'd love some curtains.
Sure, everybody can use curtains, don't you think, lady?
Oh, yes, that's something you can always use.
Meow, oh, you're glad. Beautiful. Meow, meow, you're so afraid. Meow, meow, fire.
Yes, I know you were, Henrietta, but you know, not everybody can be a fireman.
Meow couldn't.
Well, but you can make curtains, Henrietta.
That's right.
Meow.
They're just beautiful. Let's bring them over to Corny right away. He'll be so pleased, Henrietta.
Yeah, he sure will. He needs everything that people can give him now.
Did you know that Corny's friends in other neighborhoods sent him some wood, and Daniel gave him some shingles, and Edgar Cook brought over some cement?
Oh, that's just great.
And now the curtains.
Yeah, now the curtains, Henrietta.
Meow, please, meow, meow, like them, meow.
Let's go. I'm anxious to get building again. You want to come, Henrietta?
Meow. Meow, 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 make more curtains, meow.
Oh, well, that's grand. We'll see you later then, Henrietta.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Meow, luck.
Thanks. Corny's sure gonna like those curtains, Henrietta.
Sure will.
Meow, hope so.
Okay, I'll see you there, Lady Evelyn.
All right, X.
They look like polka dots.
They are?
They
pretty. Surely are. That'll just brighten the factory up.
You bet. I'll go the back way. See
All
you
right.
there.
I'll meet you around the front.
Oh, hi, Lady
How's
Evelyn.
It coming?
Oh, they're beautiful. Who made those?
Henrietta, aren't they nice?
Oh, they're really nice.
They'll just be marvelous for the new... Wow, it looks really good.
Yeah, it's coming along.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I wonder if you'd give me a hand and hold this upper piece
down.
Right here till I can get this...
Sure.
I'm here.
Hi, X.
Oh, hi, X.
Hi, Henry Negri. I'm great. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Just trying to get this piece on here.
Yeah.
Listen, I wonder if you'd do me a favor.
What is it?
You think you can?
What is it?
There's some nuts and bolts in the back there. You think you could go find them for me?
Oh, sure. I'll be glad to look for them.
Okay.
Are they walnuts?
No, X. They're regular nuts and bolts, you know, for the factory.
Oh, that kind. Yes, I'll look there.
Kind you build with.
That's right. There we go, Lady Evelyn. I think we've got it.
Oh, that's good. What's next?
Let's check it and see if it's straight. Let's see how she's coming. Yep. Not
Looks
bad.
Pretty good.
And now we've...
Is this a kind you mean?
Oh, X, thank you.
Thanks,
That's
X.
it. That's it.
No walnuts in here.
No walnuts. No. We'll just set this
There are lots of bolts there. Golly, you're really coming along.
We've got to get this piece on.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll hold this. Huh?
Yeah. Now, X, maybe you can give us a hand here if you could.
You know,
well, I could give you a wing.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a wrench, but I don't think it's the right size.
How about your beak, X? You think we could borrow your beak for a minute?
Could we, X?
Huh? You mean like that?
Just sort of.
Well, I'll show you how. Oh, great. If you just go for a little. Perfect.
Now, just hold
that.
Hold on to it right
hold
there,
it.
X. Right
hold
there.
It.
Hold it steady now.
You have
Don't
the nut
move.
And the bolt?
Yeah,
oh, can't
get the nut here. Got the bolt in.
Oh, that's all right, X.
Okay, don't just move now.
Do you want to say anything? Got it?
Oh, how's
okay.
that? Can you hold it another second?
Just a second, X.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you'll be able to talk in just a minute.
I think we got
it. My breath.
You're
oh,
very
don't
brave.
Hold your breath.
Oh, you're really brave, X.
Oh, gosh.
There, how's that?
Oh.
I think you can let go now.
Yes? X.
Up
come
and
here.
Over.
How are you?
Are you okay?
Oh, great.
You okay?
I mean, did I really help? I mean, did I?
Oh,
you sure did.
Look.
Hey.
Couldn't have done it without you, buddy.
Oh, hey, that looks like another
play.
Step. Oh, that's beautiful.
You stick with us. You know, I need another.
Do I ever like to work with you fellas here.
Well.
Hey, this is just great.
It's a good thing we have help like yours.
Yeah.
You got that,
hi, Corny.
Hello there.
Hi, Corny.
Hi, Corny.
Why, you're coming beautifully.
Oh, yeah, it's moving
thanks.
Along.
How's everything going?
Oh, the wiring is coming so well. I've got most all the wires down in there.
I have something for you, Corny.
What is it?
Hey, where do you see this, Corny?
Oh, are they beautiful?
Curtains.
Why, they're dock-a-pokes, aren't they?
Yeah, well, polka dots.
Oh, I always called them dock-a-pokes.
You know who made them?
Who did?
Pussycat Henrietta.
Oh, Pussycat Henrietta for the dock-a-pokes.
Dock-a-pokes. Henrietta Pussycat.
And you know what I
and
did?
And she's making some more.
Oh, wonderful. So many people have given me so many things.
You know what I did,
What'd
Corny?
You do? It?
What did you do?
Well, I put my beak... Let me show him how
I did
it.
Oh, yeah.
So, look, watch this.
I put my beak right over... Like
there.
That, and
great.
I held real still.
You know, X, while you're there,
yeah.
just stay there 1 second more. I've got one other.
You might as well get
okay.
the other one.
Wonderful.
Might as well get the other one.
You're just wonderful.
Here, Corny, here are the curtains.
Thank
you hold
you.
Those.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
You got it, Lady Evelyn?
Got it, X. How are you doing?
Okay.
Oh, gee. Oh, I'm trying to get this knot out. Okay. All right, ready to go. And I think X, if you just can hang on one second.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming beautifully.
There. Oh, grand.
Good enough.
See what a help he was? Oh, yes.
There we go.
Just a sec. Oh.
Oh, boy.
Come here.
How about that, Corny?
I'm going to give you a feather rub.
Excel the crossbar.
Oh, he's just great.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, just wonderful. I'm going to take the curtains down, and you know, everybody has sent me so many things. Oh, people all over the place.
Well, you deserve everything.
Well, everybody but the king, of course.
Of course, you know, Uncle Friday is kind of busy with
matters.
Oh, sure. Kindly come to the castle this moment.
What is that? Sounds like a call for
Listen, I hope I won't be too long. Will you just hold this for me?
Sure,
and you
will.
Can just keep
he
going.
He probably has something else for you to do. He's
well, I'll
so
be right
busy.
Back, Corny.
I know.
Well, that's all right. We'll keep up the good work.
Well, look at this. I think I'll just take this over so everybody can see it right away. Oh, I wonder what this is. Hey, everybody. Hey. Hey, look at this. Well, I don't know what it is, but there's a note that comes with it. Can you hold that, Lady Evelyn?
Yes, it says.
Well, it's a big box.
For Cornflake F. Specialty.
For me?
With regards for the top of your new factory, Friday the 13th.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh. He wasn't too busy
Isn't
after all.
Isn't that grand of him?
I'm
so happy.
Wait a minute. Oh.
Wait.
There it is.
Well, it looks just like King Friday.
Do you know, I think, I
that's
think
it. It
goes
What in
the
here? World is that thing?
Watch.
Is it a wind-go-round?
Yes, it is, X.
Well, it's a weather vane.
It tells what direction the wind is blowing.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, I just love it, don't you? It's just like the king.
Yeah.
Well, are you going to put it up?
Well, he said to put it right on top of the new factory, didn't he?
Of course, that's not finished yet. Why don't I put it down here for the moment?
Yeah, that'd be good, right to the side.
Then you like it?
Oh, I always wanted to know which way the wind was blowing.
Oh, isn't that nice?
It's really kind of a nice thought, don't you think?
Oh, it surely is. It's sort of like having royal approval, isn't it?
I guess you could say that.
Yes. Oh, it's a big day and a good day for building, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Good day for working, too. How long working?
Well, what do you say we all get back to work, okay?
Great, sure.
Yeah. All right.
We've been working on the factory all the livelong day.
Work. We are working on the factory just to pass the time away.
That's right.
Can't you see the factory growing?
Yes.
Growing to the sky.
Right.
We will see the factory finished by and by.
Oh, factory, won't you grow? Factory, won't you grow? Factory, won't you grow?
A factory, won't you grow? We'll make it grow.
Factory, won't you grow?
We'll make it grow.
Factory, won't you grow?
Pretty good. Right on.
Factory, won't you grow? Factory, won't you grow? Factory, won't you grow? Well, it will grow because there are people there who are going to make it grow. Yeah, just like we built this log cabin. I built it so I can take it down. Right. That's what you do. If you build something, you're the one who's able to take it down. The roof. That's part of the fun of building with blocks. Mm-hmm. And there was Henrietta Pussycat giving him some curtains, polka dot curtains at that, for his new factory. And King Friday sending a weather vane with his face on the top of it. Just like the king and handyman Negri helping to build.
all of them helping to build because they really care about Corny. Yeah, they have something very special in their hearts about Corny. When your heart has butterflies inside it, then your heart is full of love. When your heart feels just like overflowing, then your heart is full of love. Love is fragile as your tears. Love is stronger than your fears. When your heart beats for a special someone, then your heart is full of love. When your heart has room for everybody, then your heart is full of love. I guess they have love for Corny. That's why they want to help him. Don't our weeks go quickly? Boy, I bet they'll be doing a lot in the neighborhood of make-believe over the weekend. Working a lot on the factory. You'll be doing a lot, too, on the weekend. And I'll see you after the weekend, but I'll be thinking about you tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Right. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Sure do like you. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.